How beautiful it is to be here again with another beautiful episode of the show that brings to you the feel of Lagos like none other. Wow! I know some people are listening like, snow is falling. They'll be like, where's the snow falling? Where is the snow? Where is the snow? Stop lying to us. Well, of course, snow represents Christmas, especially in the West. But hey, that was a beautiful piece of music. Snow or Hamatan or whatever it is.
I was going to say for us, it's Hamatan.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, indeed. Well, it's a beautiful day. It's 8 minutes past out of 10, and we are excited to be here again. It's another episode of What's Up, Lagos? Yeah, with the techers right here. Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We want to also give a special thank you to everyone who gave us a congratulatory messages. You sent a congratulatory message.
Yeah.
You also reached out to us. You sent a call. You made a call just to wish us a happy anniversary yesterday. We say thank you.
Those who did not ask our account number, it's okay. We still love you. We appreciate it.
What do you mean? Were you expecting for someone to send
to ask for a account number? You know, we didn't put it out. I deliberately did not mention it yesterday. I believe strongly that if I did that, just like last time, people would definitely want to show their love.
Mm.
But I felt it was going to be like taking advantage. Even people say, no, God, he's not taking advantage. You just want to love, show love. But we appreciate the messages, really. We appreciate that. And right up to now, this morning, a lot of people have been posting, sending messages, reposting us. Shout out to all of you. We even got to find out that a lot of people also got married on that day.
Yeah.
And one other thing again, even those who are asking, hope it's not Ikoyi, what's your... Okay, you think because of this Ikoyi talk now, we're not married anymore, even if we did in Ikoyi. We're married.
I mean, there's even a story to debunk that.
Okay, great to know.
We'll give you that gist in just a moment. But hey, Lagos, how are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope that you're doing great. It's Christmas in the air already. And most of us are already making plans, right? Most of us are already making plans for the Christmas season. And what are your plans for Christmas? Lights are lit everywhere. Christmas lights everywhere. Yeah. In the streets of Lagos. And you know, it's just beautiful to watch.
It's everywhere.
Well, in some areas. In some areas.
That's right.
The Christmas lights are all over the place.
Specifically at Jose.
Right.
I just heard shout out to Zenith Bank for the great job they're doing on there. They just make Christmas. Even if you don't get money, you just go adjust it like that. Yeah.
They make Christmas come alive.
You go happy small.
Right.
And I'm just looking, there are other banks who have other streets, so but their streets are dark at night. I'm just like, I mean, at least just vex now. Just say no, this bank cannot be taking
even
over.
If
let's
it's
go
Christmas tree, just hang it. Let the people feel that they are in Christmas season.
It now feels as if when you leave, I just say, get to other streets, it's like you're leaving Lagos to Ogun State. Or Lagos
to
the village.
Don't let Eze call you.
No, it's true now.
He's going to testify.
Ogun State now. Ogun State trying to drag with Lagos or what?
All right.
It's a statement of fact now. You just leave, I just say, enter another street as if, am I staying in this VI or have I moved out of Lagos? Because there's darkness everywhere, no street lights, especially towards City of David. What's that street called? Legally dark. You know, you go to Sandfield, dark. At night, everywhere, just dark. And then you just as if, I just say it's the only place where it's happening. Anyways, at least there's one place that's laid up.
Yeah.
To remind us that Christmas is around.
There is that one. But how are you, Colin?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm fine. We had like a Miu time yesterday, which was something that I think that we haven't done in a while.
That's right.
And it brought a lot of memories.
Yes, indeed. It did. I know people will be like, you guys are together all the time. You need to understand that when we're together here on the radio, it's work. All right. And then most times we go home, it's still work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, parental duties, if you like, take over. And then, we never really have time for us. So it was great to, spend some time together yesterday and bring back some memories of days when we stay up late and, don't want to go home, just stay there, talk rubbish and...
talk rubbish? Were we talking rubbish?
No, not rubbish. What I mean by that is, you know, be free with each other and just say stuff the way they are.
Right.
And, you know, yeah.
But I'm grateful for you. Thank you for all that you are. I can't wait for the great and mighty things that we're going to do together.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
So congratulations.
Congrats, babe. Congratulations to you too. Yeah.
So we're very much married, right?
Still very much.
Still very much married.
We did it in Ikoyi.
So a lot of married couple were actually not so happy with the news yesterday.
Yeah.
In fact, Banky W came out and say, you know, he I think that was a tweet or something, calling his wife a baby mama. So apparently, most people were scared of the fact that, you know, when they heard the news, saying that the marriages that were conducted in registries across Lagos, specifically Ikoyi, was invalid. And it got a lot of people scared. So are you trying to say that I'm not married, that certificate is not valid? I have to like go through another process of getting married to this person again.
Yeah.
You know, it shook a lot of people. Did it shake you?
Yeah, it did not. Sorry for what? I didn't move. Am I the government? Am I the one that did not? I mean, it's not my. So I wasn't worried in any way. Trust me, I knew it. But one thing I think it did was the fact that there was a lot of craze and about Ikoyi registry specifically. Mm. I mean, it almost looked as if you got married in Nigeria. You know,
and if it's not from that particular
Ikoyi registry, you're not married. I remember, you know, even the packages are different. You know, if it's Ikoyi is like this, those who help people to get.
Yeah.
If it's Ikoyi is like this, and it became the thing. And I also heard a little bird was whispering that if you want to travel out of the country, I don't think that's true. But hey, you know, if you have Ikoyi, you know, it's more recognized that if it's one local government like that or not. So all the stories, you know, of course explained why a lot of people wanted that Ikoyi registry and a lot of celebrities on that. I even remember Simi also tweeted to the husband at Ikoyi Gold that, hey, Njungbo,
I will be
fornicating this. You know, and things like that. But thank God there's an update if you've been listening to the news.
That's right. So the federal government says all marriages done at the registries across the country, including the Ikoyi registry, remain valid.
Okay.
Now, the clarification comes after a report yesterday surfaced about its invalidity due to a federal high court ruling. The judgment reportedly said all marriages conducted by registries were worthless and unconstitutional. But a statement by the Ministry of Interior says the reports are false, misleading, and a deliberate distortion of the decision of the court. It asks that there is an existing court judgment which empowers the government to conduct marriages. So if you were scared, calm down.
It looks like a legal battle between the government, the federal government and the those who are representing the local government has gone public now.
Yeah.
They're trying to drag us in. Please, we're not there. We weren't there. We're not doing the right constitution.
Don't come in between.
Just leave us.
Don't put us under.
Don't try to put us under. Whoever conduct, everyone, moving forward, you can. Any ruling should be moving forward. Anybody, not that we are those who have done. It's invalid. Invalid, but anyways, I'm glad there's a clarification here. We hope that this just dies down, but it actually stayed the internet and the social media space. Everyone was talking about it, and people making fun of it. People were reaching out even during our anniversary yesterday, like, hope it's not Ikoyi. I'm like, hope it's not. hope, call. Grace me. Anyways, but hey, find out that clarification came on board.
Absolutely. Remember, Lagos, the CUDA game show will be coming up at 10:45.
Yep.
So get ready for that one. Uh-huh. Also, we'll be having Hollandia Zero's yoga coming up. So yeah, at that moment, remember to grab your cup, right? Or bottle of Hollandia Zero.
Yeah.
And keep listening on the show.
That's 11:15.
Absolutely.
And then Techie Talk, that's within Techie Talk. And it's still on Techie Talk today. Apart from our major conversations, we'll also be having an opportunity that you can create wealth, you know, like health is wealth kind of thing. Literal opportunity where you can use take care of your health, improve your health, and also create wealth at the same time. We would have that, you know, for the last 15 minutes of the 11 o'clock hour. So it's a bumper package with plenty of info or news you can use to improve your life.
I remember today is Techie Talk, and that means we'll be bringing you tech updates.
Uh-huh.
I can't wait for today's story.
Yes, indeed.
There's one very juicy one that I'm sure a lot of people would be like, eh.
Absolutely, also. And on our Techie Talk conversation today, let's just whet the appetite quickly.
Okay.
We'll be looking at your internet experience. Mm. You know, you'll be using the internet in Nigeria in terms of the speed and the cost. A lot of people have talked about the fact that internet in Nigeria is quite slow.
Yeah.
And, you know, also the costs, that they can do something about the costing of internet, that it's going to help a lot. That you buy data, before you know it, boom. It is gone already. So, we'll talk about that, your personal experience. We also have some news from the Ministry of Communications and Digital Economy about the internet, plus many other juicy stories, like Andrea said.
Alrighty, so it's time for you to tell us how you're doing this morning and what is going on around your area. It's the feel of Lagos. And then were you worried when you heard the story about registries?
Yeah, federal registry.
And then marriages conducted at Ikoyi registry being invalid. Were you scared? How did you feel when you heard that news?
Yeah, that's right. I need to give kudos to the person that reported it, especially on that newspaper that reported it. You know, it's not as if Ikoyi specifically was the only, you know, the other registries, federal registries that have conducted marriage. But Ikoyi is popular.
He's the most popular.
I just mentioned it like that.
Most popular.
You know, there's so many people out there who actually did. We're one of them, and we're glad to hear. what did you shake?
I actually did. I can't even lie. I was like, what does this mean now?
It doesn't mean anything.
I was actually scared.
You know, the good thing is, you know, me, I consider even though legal is important, I consider the Igbanku. That's the one I went to the village, that we went to the Turata.
Mm-hmm.
You know? in Umuchima. yes. Iagwa, you know, the one we went to those villages to do, I considered that, because that was, it was intense.
Mm.
And I was proud that we were able to do that. And I consider that even more, you know, like the...
Well, that does not come with papers.
Leave papers.
It doesn't come with papers.
The gods and the ancestors.
Who are the ancestors?
I've stamped it.
You are who?
This is how we lay. This one,
you and who?
I'm married. You know. All right, yes. The phone lines haven't changed, have they?
No. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that also.
On 0809-597-5805.
There's some messages coming in.
Okay.
Let me take this one. This one says, Kinsley from... Okay, no. That's not for us. Let me see. This is coming from... What's your name? Joshua Umor says, good morning to the wonderful couple. Thank God for the gift of life. Today's my birthday, and I'm grateful to God Almighty.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Congratulations.
Joyeux anniversaire.
We wish you long life and prosperity.
Yep.
Okay, another here says, good morning, the Turkish. Andrea, how come you are now so big? Because I saw
traditional
marriage picture.
That's body shaming, you know.
Don't mind these people.
That's body shaming. Some of you that went there say, you're doing the good. Who's what?
I saw someone said, it says, Oga Collins, now you defeat this woman like this. So I'm like, what? Like,
that's
really
body shaming.
It's all good. It's all good. Let me see. This one here
And
says,
funny enough, just to clear this, you know, that period, it was more or less like stress that made you lose weight that way, that much. That's
I've
not you. That's not your stature. This is your stature. You know. No need to shalaye.
You say resist the urge to what?
To shalaye.
To shalaye. And this is a very good example
of shalaye.
Shalaye.
Nambudi.
And Nambudi's on the line. Hello.
Hello, Andrea and Techie.
Collins.
Yes. Namdi, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Welcome.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
We're fine, oh. We bam.
Merry Christmas.
Same to
Same
you.
To you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm happy to go.
Hmm.
And the news that the register
mm-hmm.
came, and I think my wife caught my attention to it. And told me that, don't you see that our marriage is invalid? I just see it and I walk away.
Really? You were not bothered.
I was
for
that.
Wow. Like, after many years.
You just walk away. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that I'm married, I'm married.
That's it. That's it. I love that. That's married. It. That's the right attitude, man. Thank you so much. That's it. I'm married, I'm married. Which one be the valley?
So on WhatsApp, Olari Waju here says, good morning, the techers. I have totally lost my peace. He says, please, I sincerely don't want to. All right, I will take this off the air.
All right.
I'll take this off the air.
Fantastic, we do that.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let me see if we have more WhatsApp messages. I think that's the bit we have for
0700
now.
0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. That's for them. Ladies, for WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. And it's 10:23 in the matter of 4 minutes that they're about to go for a break. Let's see. Ayo is calling from Ota. He's a first-time caller. Let's hear from Ayo right now.
Hello? Hello? Okay. All right, two callers back if you can at 0700-993-993-993. I think that a few people did not necessarily take that serious. Hello?
Hello?
Kindly turn down the volume on your radio.
Yes, it's already switched off.
All right, go ahead. What's your name?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
I'm Ivy.
Wait, hi, Ivy. Ivy.
Glad to speak to you guys today. Yeah. I haven't called in a while.
That's right.
Yeah, but I'm glad I am calling today and I got through. Because I'm lucky. It's my lucky day, right?
Right, yep. It is. Congratulations on that.
Thank you, Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
So about the Ikoyi registry thing, of course, I'm also affected. But when I heard about it on the radio, I actually started laughing because it was just simply laughable, as far as I'm concerned. Nobody needs such validation from such, I don't know, legal whatever bodies. It doesn't make any sense. After how many years?
Uh-huh.
And my daughter was even finding it more funny. What she did was to call her daddy immediately. And she was like, Daddy, have you heard about what they're saying about the Ikoyi registry? I'm 15-year-old.
Wow.
Like, Daddy, that means you're officially single.
Wow.
And she went on to say, so please, when you're coming home, just come with another engagement ring. You have to propose all over again. And the new wedding. You know?
Well, so right.
Just slapping our heads off.
Oh, my.
You know, whether they reverse it or not, it's just simply laughable. Whether I'm married there, as long as that's not the only aspect of marriage that you conducted, or aspect of the marital contract that you conducted, it really doesn't matter.
That's right.
You're married, you're married.
You're married, you're married. I love that.
Okay. Hello.
What's up, lady?
Just alive.
Yes. Yes.
First time caller, Mr. Ray, calling from Facebook.
Wow.
Hey, welcome.
Mr. Ray.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I didn't listen to the show yesterday, but Collins, I opened your Instagram and I saw that I shared a wedding anniversary with you and Andrea.
Wow.
Aw, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I was the caller who was complaining about his wife that was changing it for him the other time.
Oh.
The pregnant wife.
Okay.
Ah,
yes.
That's right. Remember.
Remember you. Hope you're great. Yeah, same to you.
We're amazing. We're good.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Nice. So about the Ikoyi registry something.
Yep.
Because I want to find out, like, because I went to get my certificate from there before I went to the church to wed my wife. So does it still count that It isn't valid.
It's very valid, huh?
Yeah, there's been a clarification about that.
From the federal government.
So I'm not single.
You're not single.
Were you hoping to be single? Right. I know some Agbaya top married men who decided, they say, well, I'm officially single. That's their interpretation of it. We're going to break and do more of this right after the break.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. Welcome back indeed. It's What's Up Lagos with the Techers. And guess what? We are gradually, we're in the CUDA game show time. You know, that's how this is. You just say, welcome to the show. And that was the show for today. See you tomorrow. But hey, guys, it's for the good. And like we said, this month of December is loaded. You know, a lot of activities are taking place. And we are that number one platform to ensure that you stay informed of activities and events and happenings and special packages by brands from across the nation. So yeah, it's CUDA game show time, and you know that you're going to win something for yourself if you do have a CUDA bank account verified, and then you qualify to play the game.
All right, so you have to download the CUDA Microfinance Bank app and make sure that it is activated. And the way that you can have it activated and valid is linking your BVN with your ID, right? Your BVN with your ID. If you are caller number 5, you stand a chance to win 20,000 Naira just for you, right? But I mean, if you are caller number 5, you have a guaranteed 1,000 Naira that will be credited to your account. And the news reaching us says that everyone?
No, I mean, that's an introduction of a special promo code, all right, and it's called CUDA Radio, all right. That's I mean, I think you should clap for that, guys. Are you just keeping quiet like that? It's CUDA Radio. So what that does is, absolutely, yeah, keep clapping. You know, when pastor wants to open the Bible, you say keep clapping. So that I can get the part that it's going to. Yeah, that's exactly what I just did right there. So the CUDA Radio, you know, CUDA Radio is the code. So these are for people who have been trying to, call and they cannot connect into the game show. So all you need to do to use that particular code is that way. You download the app and then put in your ID, you verify your BVN, and then you put in the promo code CUDA Radio. Now, once the account has been verified, you get CUDA will randomly pick one person daily to win 5,000 Naira.
How cool is that?
I mean, that's pretty cool.
How cool is that?
You hear more about this as you proceed, but hey, that's like the good news, you know, on the CUDA game show that we, you know, have for your listening delight today.
All right, so thank you again. I mean, we'll be saying thank you to the CUDA
team, of course, for that.
Anyways, it's time for the CUDA game show. 0700-993-993-993 if you want to be a part. And remember, you have to be caller number 5 to stand a chance for the guaranteed 1,000 Naira and to play the game.
All right, so anyone who has either won on Nigeria Info and any of our sister stations, you cannot participate. Some people that have played, they have won on other station. They'll now come here, I want to win again. That's just being selfish. A lot of people are trying to connect. A lot of people are trying to play. Once you've won, just step back a bit. Let others who are trying to win play. Give them a chance, at least for now. All right? And also, you have to take note of that. And if you've won, you ensure that you have a CUDA account. Some people will still play and they do not have a CUDA bank account.
Right.
And they do not submit the wrong another bank account. I don't understand. CUDA should fund your other bank. As in how? You know, those people, you will not get your money.
Mm.
You will not get anything. You just waste out.
Also, the set of people that would not get the money is if you have played before, right? And you submit a different bank account.
Yep.
Every winner has been credited.
Absolutely.
Right.
All right, guys. So let's get to the calls. Let's open the first round right now, right after a message from our sponsor.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're caller number 1. Keep trying. CUDA game show. Hello. You are caller number two. Keep trying.
Hi, you were caller number three. Thank you for calling. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, yeah, you were caller number four. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. You were caller number five. Yay, congratulations. What's your name?
Mercy.
Mercy. So when I say Kuda, you say Bank of the
Bank
Free.
Of the
right. So Kuda?
Bank of the Free.
Good job.
Great. Mercy, have you played before anywhere?
I played on this station on the first, but I didn't win.
All right. No, you can't play again. If you played before, you can't play again. You have to wait for others to try. All right, guys. Let's move on to the opening for someone else. Who's that lucky person? Oh, la la. What a lock. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lucky
welcome.
You.
Congratulations. You are caller number five, a substitute caller number five. What's your name?
My name is Gospel.
Gospel.
Gospel. All right, Gospel. Welcome. Is this your first time of playing a game?
Yes. So.
All right. Do you have an active Kuda bank account? All right, it's verified. BVN,
yes.
Linked. Okay, great. Congratulations. You have 1,000 Naira in your account right now. And with that, you can play to win more. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Okay. Let's play as we find out how far you would go. Your first question is, what is the capital of Peru? A, Para, B, Lima, C, Buju, D, Dakar.
Para.
Para. Peru.
Para.
Peru, Peru, para. It's not,
it's not correct. It's not correct. So hang on there. Someone will get your number at least.
It's wrong.
Para, bo. Peru, parani.
Someone will get your contact for your 1,000 Naira.
Oh my God, I knew it. Once you hear Peru, it's para.
Is it Joe Boy or Fireboy that did this one now? He just put people in a confused state.
Anyways, let's move on to the next round.
Peru para.
Hello?
Hello? Your caller number one. Keep trying.
Hi. Hello. Hi, you're caller number two. Keep trying. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome. You're caller number three. Hello. Okay. All right. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, you're caller number.
I move away from the radio, unfortunately.
Hi, hello.
Hello.
Good morning. You're caller number five. Aha!
She ran away.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. You are a substitute. Caller number five.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome, welcome.
Caller number five, right?
Yes, you are. What's your name?
I'm Daniel. Daniel, I
All right, Daniel, when I say Kuda, you say Bank of the Free. Kuda?
Yeah. Bank of the Free.
Good.
So, Daniel, have you played before?
No, this is my first time.
All right, do you have a verified Kuda bank account?
Yeah, I do.
It's not yeah, I'll be sure.
I do.
Okay, great. Sure. Congratulations. Now let's play. You have 1,000 Naira in your account. Let's play. Beirut is the capital of which country? No options.
Lima.
No, Beirut is the capital of what country?
It says Beirut, not Peru.
There's no option. There's no option. There are no options.
Wow.
The capital is Beirut.
Don't give up too easily. You can just do a little brainstorming.
Hang on there. Someone will get your number.
Right.
I love the guy. Straightforward.
He said, give me my 1K.
He said, God, give me my 1K. Get it? Oh my God.
No
one
stresses them.
Oh my God. All right. We could go for the next round.
One more round to go. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Caller number one. Keep trying. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. You were caller number two.
Keep trying.
Hello? Yeah, caller number three.
Sorry.
Hello?
Hello?
You're caller number four. Thank you for calling.
Right. And?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, good morning. What's your name?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're caller number five. What's your name?
My name is Taiwo.
Oh, Taiwo.
All right, Taiwo, congratulations. You have 1,000 Naira guaranteed to your CUDA account. Do you have a CUDA account?
Yes.
And it is verified?
Yes, verified.
Okay, great.
All right. Taiwo, right? That's your name?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we're playing. Are you ready to play?
Sure.
Okay, here is the first question. What is written on the Lagos coat of arms? A. Excellence and peace. B. Peace and justice.
A. Excellence and peace.
Wait now, wait. C. Justice and progress. D. Justice and equity.
A.
Are you sure?
Sure.
That's not correct, unfortunately.
Sorry, you have 1,000 Naira still. I mean, that's a good one. You still have 1,000 Naira.
That's all.
Someone will get your contact right now.
You know, even let me mention the option you have answered. Yeah? Oh, my God.
Okay. Do we have a time for one more to go?
One more round, right? Let's see if we can squeeze one more round. Let's see for a lucky person.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Caller number one. Thanks and God bless. Hello. Caller number two.
No.
Take heart, my sister.
Hello.
Hello. You are caller number three. Thank you for calling. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, caller number four. You're doing a good job.
Thanks for calling.
All right, we have caller number five in the building. Hello. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
You are caller number five. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you want to play the game?
Yes, I want.
All right. Do you have a CUDA account verified?
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Have you played before?
No.
Are you sure? What's your name?
Olaito.
Okay, let's play. Yes, your first question is... All right, let me put it this. What is Burna Boy's real name? Burna Boy.
No.
No what? Is his real name No? So Burna Boy's real name is No. Okay. No is not correct, please.
You have 1,000 there at all.
All right, hang on there. Don't move away. Someone will get your number. I can't believe Burna Boy. AKA No.
But should we tell them Burna Boy's name? Nah, I think that's a good question not to spill out. So you can go and Google it if you like.
For next time.
For next time. Anyways, guys, this gang show was brought to you by CUDA Microfinance Bank. We'll take a message from them and head straight to the newsroom. Stick around, guys. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. 11:03 on the clock. And yes, What's Up Lagos is still live with the Techers. I am Andrea Odwobi Teke.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. And we are in the Techie Talk in just a moment. We'll wrap up with some messages we got just before.
That's right. We have a few WhatsApp messages. We'll take a few before we go live or launch our tech updates for today. On WhatsApp, you're okay. Some people on WhatsApp are angry that they also want to play the CUDA game. It says, I beg, make we for WhatsApp. Follow play now.
Where have you given
you? Send me my 1K mug. So I got on my neck like bow tie. And I'm sorry, oh.
But we told you earlier now about how you can play if you're not calling in the game using the promo code CUDA Radio.
Absolutely.
So listen up tomorrow again. You'll get more information about that. So you can play for those who are trying to call and they cannot. connect.
Absolutely. Okay, let's see. This is coming from Dina Dose Naji. Says, what's up, Lagos? Chester, my amiable couple. It says, it's been a minute. First off, I want to join family, friends, and the whole universe to wish you both a happy third year wedding anniversary. Forever to go. As for the Ikoyi thingy, it shook so many tables when it broke yesterday. He says, Collins, you're right. The traditional marriage rites is more important. And he says, Merry Christmas in advance.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Let's see.
All right.
Okay. Shirley from Ikoruda says, the Ikoruda registry is just wasting your time. They are not serious. Rara, I'm married, Jerry says, after how many years? Okay, I think we're going to wrap that conversation right now and head straight to the tech news.
Absolutely. The tech update on Techie Talk right here on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. To kickstart this morning's episode of Techie Talk, brought to you on Nigeria's number one for talk. Well,
right, on the tech updates today, we have gist from tech startup Beel, right?
Yeah.
Now, let's put it this way. The technology community in Nigeria have expressed delight that the startup Beel will soon be considered at the Federal Executive Council.
Now, this was disclosed by the Minister of Communications and Digital Economy, Dr. Issa Ali Pantami, while delivering an address at the Art of Technology event held in Lagos yesterday.
Now, he said, and I quote, the startup Beel, which is now before the FEC, will accelerate the growth of small and new technology firms in Nigeria when enacted into law.
Now, since the presidency and the tech ecosystem began work on the startup Beel earlier this year, it has generated interest in both the public and the private sector. Now, several policymakers have described the potential of the Beel as transformational.
Mm.
Now, not only for the tech ecosystem, but also for the entire economy.
Okay. The Nigeria Startup Beel Project is a joint initiative by Nigeria's tech startup ecosystem and the presidency to harness the potential of our digital economy through a co-created regulations.
I love this. Now, the bill will ensure that Nigeria's law and regulations are friendly, clear, planned and work for the tech ecosystem.
Mm.
This, we believe, that will continue to the creation of an enabling environment for growth, attraction and protection of investment in the tech startups.
So if you're a tech startup, I'm sure that you'd be delighted right now listening to that news.
That's right. That's right, indeed.
So let's move away from that one. This one is also very interesting. The federal government approves 1.8 billion naira to purchase fraud detecting device. Now this one is very important. Everyone's is, you know, we account for actually the high rate of fraudulent activities in Nigeria. So this is a good one.
Yes, absolutely, especially cyber crimes.
Yeah. Mm. All right. So in tackling the issue of fraud, the Federal Executive Council has taken a step further to approve funding for an equipment that cost about 1.8 billion naira for detecting and blocking fraudsters using different SIM cards.
That's right. Remember the guy who was caught with several thousands of SIM cards and ATM cards also.
And bank accounts.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. So the funding and workability of the equipment was explained on Wednesday by the Minister of Communications and Digital Economy, Issa Ali Pantami, to State House correspondents at the end of the virtual council meeting presided over by President Muhammadu Buhari.
Right. So Pantami said, and I quote again, I'm here to present two memos approved by the Federal Executive Council, and these two memos are to be implemented by the Nigerian Communications Commission. It says the first memo that has been approved by the Federal Executive Council is for the deployment of regulatory systems in the telecommunications industry. I beg your pardon. He also says, which is to be implemented by the NCC.
He added, and I quote, that these regulation system are two components. Components number one is the deployment of a regulatory system to monitor, detect, and block SIM card box traffic. Mm. And this is the first one, and it's going to be implemented at the cost of about 804,122,897 naira 50 kobo by the NCC.
Wow. That's still the I mean Wow, that's a lot of money. Okay. He also said deployment of the system to monitor, detect, and block SIM is to fight what we call voice traffic termination fraud. Mm. What the two systems will do is to support our country in two major ways, in addition to many others. And now, while doing the research for this particular story, it cited like three ways some of these fraudsters who use SIM cards defraud people.
That's right.
One of the ways was that you can see a call coming into your account, coming to your phone, but a number is saying invalid.
Hmm.
Or a number is saying private.
Yeah.
Private number.
Or hidden number.
Or hidden, yeah. There are also some that can clone your own number. Mm-hmm. Now, somebody could be using your number to communicate someone else, and you are not even aware that your number is being cloned.
That's right.
So, yeah, this is a good initiative to tackle all of the most of this SIM card fraudsters, if you like.
Well, the minister is talking again. He says that Nigeria is to have the widest 5G network in Africa by 2022.
Mm.
I didn't say that. On this premise, we're going to like pretty much have our main topic for today.
Mm.
And the Minister of Communications and Digital Economy again, Professor Issa Ali Pantami, has assured that by 2022, Nigeria would have the largest fifth generation 5G coverage in Africa.
All right. Pantami gave the assurance at the auction of the 3.5 gigahertz spectrum organized by Nigerian Communications Commission, that is the NCC, on Monday in Abuja. The news agency of Nigeria now reports that the two telecommunication companies are expected to emerge as winners after the auction of the 3.5 gigahertz spectrum.
Well, the minister have noted that 5G would solve some of the security challenges in the country since the technology provides real-time services and platforms. Now, quoting the minister again, he said, We have already made a number of giant strides in the development of our digital economy and the development of 5G networks will further support our efforts. The minister added, he said, this will harness the social and economic benefits that come along with it.
Mm. Now, recall, we reported also that the NCC had announced that three telecommunication companies were qualified as approved bidders for 5G permits after meeting all requirements for participating in the licensing process.
That's right. We talked about that extensively when we talked about how much, you know, the 5G license we go for.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a major conversation right here on Techie Talk. That will lead us to our main talk today. There's one more story, but before we go into that story, or should we go to that story?
And come back? Lighter notes, right? On the lighter note. Some people would be, you know, looking for what is,
how light.
You know, how light would be this gist. Now, a branch of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, that is the City of David Parish, has launched a website to connect single Christians in the country.
Yeah.
That is, if you are a single looking to marry, they have created a community.
Why you jump to marry?
well, dating, so to speak. Well, what do we do to marry? Okay. Anyway, they have created some sort of a community for singles to, you know, find themselves and love themselves and date themselves, which hopefully will lead to marriage. Right.
Absolutely. I mean, so many people talked about that. Some criticize, some say, well, why should the church be doing that? What are you trying to do and all that? But, you know, no matter what you do, no matter who you are,
you're
people
still
always talk, you know.
Right. But do you think it's a good initiative?
Potato with potato, like they say.
And haters with
haters. An initiative that will bring people together for good. I mean, it's always a great initiative, no matter who's doing it.
Okay.
We just like stereotype church. We just want to make church be tied in one corner. Life has evolved. Technology has changed the way we look and perceive and live our lives. Why do you think the churches also should not adopt it?
Right.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
So rather than having Christians go on other kind of dating sites, now it's more like regulated or more
something that's Christian-like.
Christian-like.
Instead of,
you know,
instead of Tindering.
You know.
And to go,
you know. So you know. This is, if you're a Christian and you want to hook up on a site, no, I don't want to use hook up. Hook up doesn't come up.
It's hook up now.
What's that? You want to do? You hook up doesn't come out.
Chris,
right?
Don't Christians hook up? They do.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, it's just there's some undertone to hooking up, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. Mm. Well, with that, we conclude our tech updates. One more report to lead us into our main conversation today, which has to do with internet. So today on Techie Talk, we agreed that, you know what? Let's talk about your internet experience. Let's talk about internet in Nigeria, especially the speed and
cost
of internet.
Now, internet user penetration in Nigeria saw a slight increase between the years 2017 and 2021, going from 43% to over 51%.
Yeah.
Before we continue this report, we'll need to go on a break quickly. And then we'll be right back.
Yeah, let's take a message from our sponsor for this next 15 minutes. And you might want to take a chill pill, and also not chill pill. Take
a cold bottle
of Hollandia
Zero Yoga.
We'll be right back. What is zero? Is it just a number or a word? With zero lactose, zero added sugar, and zero artificial sweeteners, zero becomes so much more. Give your life more value with the nourishing goodness of the new Hollandia Zero Yogurt. Hollandia Zero Yogurt. So much yogurt goodness. Zero compromise. Welcome back. This is Techie Talk. The next 15 minutes of Techie Talk is sponsored by Hollandia Zero Yogurt. And we have the Deals plug right here with some information about that drink.
Oh. From Deals plug, I'm hoping that you have a bottle of your Hollandia Zero Yogurt. It's back to Techie Talk.
Yep.
And just before we went on that break, I was giving you some kind of a report coming from the internet user penetration in Nigeria. So according to this report, it says internet user penetration in Nigeria saw a slight increase between the year 2017 and 2021.
Uh-huh.
Going from around 43% to over 51%. Now, as of July 2021, there were more than 108 million internet users in Nigeria. Moreover, the share of the Nigerian population that uses internet via any device at least once a month is expected to grow up to 60% approximately in 2022.
So what that means is that there's some progress in terms of penetration.
Absolutely.
So more people have access.
Yeah, so more people are using devices that is internet friendly.
Internet enabled.
Enabled, yeah. Right. And that means that the internet penetration is increasingly spreading.
Absolutely. That's good news. But what is the quality? Earlier today, I was just trying to go online. I tried all the connections I tried. I was just trying to go online. Let me say hi to the people on Instagram. And say, hey, hi guys, how you doing? Thanks for the congratulations. Before you know it, the thing was doing... And you know what? Who do you blame? Who do you blame? You blame the network that says network. You ask the network that says network. So I don't want to, you know, sound like somebody who does not have any positive report about the internet experience in Nigeria.
Yeah.
That's why we said, no, let's bring it to Lagos on Techie Talk. Let's talk about your internet experience, internet in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
The cost and the speed.
Absolutely.
What's your opinion on that? What has been your experience?
The cost and the speed, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And then if you're also those who work from home, and that means you're using a lot of internet.
Yep.
Now, recently, since the pandemic, the usage of the internet has tripled, right? More people are staying connected to the internet, either because they have to work from home, either because they have meetings they have to attend via Zoom, and of course they have to use the internet to power that.
Yep.
How friendly has this been, cost-wise, as well as speed-wise?
Absolutely. Now, you have to put a vis-a-vis when you're actually doing
using
the physical work.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah. And what you have now. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190.
Absolutely. You can send a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805, 0809-597-5805. And if you love to view us live on Facebook and on YouTube, we are at Nigeria Info 99. No, Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info FM on YouTube. On Facebook, it's Nigeria Info 99.3. That way you can see our faces. And Andrea looking so glamorous out there. And you can also drop your comments right there on that platform.
Okay, we have a few calls coming in. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, brother.
Good morning, what's your name?
I want to just give you.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
God bless you now. Hey. Mm. So, babe, let's not just come out for this new election. Let's not just.
Okay.
I really appreciate your work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
We appreciate
we
that.
Go and run.
We should run for which office? No, I want to hear the office now. Is it governor? But that's thank you for the compliment.
Right,
that means a lot.
It actually does.
It means a lot.
We have Ibuku on the line. Ibuku is calling from Christ Avenue.
Hi.
What's up, Ego?
Chest alive.
Good morning
to you. Wow.
I'm guessing that was the network.
Yeah, obviously.
The same network.
Mm. We're talking about. You know, these calls are also powered by the internet.
Absolutely.
So let's see how it goes.
Okay, 0700-993-993-993. What's your internet user experience based on speed and the cost?
Absolutely.
Hello.
Tochi's on the line. Tochi's calling us from Adu. Hi.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I want to contribute concerning the internet speed and the cost.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm a heavy internet user.
Okay.
And it's most unfortunate that recently, I can't imagine, I normally go on meeting on Zoom.
Yeah.
But you won't believe it. 2 gigabytes can't even reach me up to 30 minutes.
Oh,
I don't know what is happening. By 2 gigabytes in 30 minutes, phew, it's gone.
Hmm.
And sometimes when you call these people to complain, they make a year out of you. Mm. They just talk to you as if you're a big fool.
Mm.
And they hang up. Airtel just started it recently.
Wow.
So painful. They won't even attend to you. Just be responding to you as if, I don't know what happened to their customer care these days.
Mm.
Like the whole Nigeria is upside down. It looks like a scam to me, a big scam.
Wow.
So right. We can't do anything than to just, the message is just continue like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, the NCC is not regulating, no government authorities regulating, everything is just upside down.
Mm.
It's so painful, you know.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing.
Sorry about that experience, indeed.
Mm. You know, I was also going to say, how if I'm buying 2 gigabytes, how many hours am I supposed to use that amount of data?
I mean, how long?
How long would that last me? Should that be stipulated?
Sometimes it's the setting on your device. Mm. Let's be factual. Sometimes you have programs running in the background. It might affect. It might affect your device. I mean, the internet usage, as it were.
Yeah.
So for those, some people do not know. Some people, they have other apps running in the background, and these apps, you know, could be running and consuming your data without you knowing.
Mm,
Joseph is on the line from Ikoyi. Hi, Joseph.
Good morning, Mr. Collins, and that will be second.
Good morning, Joseph.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes!
Chest alive!
Wow, that was a lot of energy.
Thank you. I mean, man.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, my number one OAP on radio.
Mm.
No one can take it from you. It's uncontestable.
Mm. If you say so, who are we to deny? So let's talk about your internet experience and in terms of speed and cost.
Okay. Am I allowed to mention them?
Go ahead. Talk to us.
Okay. At the moment, I'm using MTN, and well, my location is fast.
Okay.
But the problem I have is that there's some location you go to, and you know, there's a dull moment.
Hmm.
So that's one thing I think they really need to do, because it's not all location that you know that you go to that is. You know, it's fast. Some areas, you know, it takes a while to open a page.
Yeah.
So it needs improvement, right?
Yeah, really need to improve on you know, some areas. And there was time I do call and, you know, make a complaint about some of these areas. And all they do is promise me that the network in that area will improve. Right, you know? But sometimes it's good. Sometimes you still have issues. You know. Sometimes.
So, bottom line, there's need for improvement.
Absolutely.
How about the costs? How about the cost? Do you think it's cost effective, if you like?
Yeah. Well, you know, there are different packages. So
no,
you know, you just.
Generally, like, do you think that you're spending a lot,
yeah,
you know, for internet, and you think that the pricing is okay for you generally,
yeah,
not specifically?
Yeah, at my level, it's okay.
All right.
I can't speak on someone else's level, so for me, it's okay.
Okay.
And the motivation is that I can achieve my task, you know,
that's right.
using the internet. So I think we should move on to 5G, I mean, support of 5G.
Mm-hmm. All right, great, fantastic. So we'll move on to 5G.
Right.
The minister said by next year we'll be number one, we'll have the widest 5G coverage in Africa.
Mm.
So that's why we brought the news today, so that we can hold him accountable.
Absolutely. On Facebook, Abiola Ashiru says, the connection between this day, especially MTN, is terrible. Seriously, we are still far away from getting there. A lot needs to be done by protecting the consumers by the appropriate agencies.
Right.
Let's see, on WhatsApp as well, this one sent a message. He said, a picture rather, and he says, I had to send this to all four networks on their social media handles and also suggested they use the money they waste on adverts to buy and do whatever is wrong with their networks. Coming from Gloria.
So what was the message?
The message says, can we at least have quality internet service in this country? It says, must everything be hard?
Yeah.
All right. With a lot of exclamation marks.
I feel your pain. What's up, Lagos? This is Collins. I said, this Collins guy, Sha. I said, no wonder he'll protect your wife. She fine. If I give a slap.
He said, no wonder you protect
her. Oh, no, I for no protect now. No.
Goodness.
All right. Akolade says, internet is expensive in this country. What do you say? We want to hear your personal experience on that. Who's that person? Leonard. Left hand. I'll give you left hand.
Wow.
Shout out to Ozo Omaga Namani.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ozo Franz Omaga Namani watching live from Amagunze in Enugu State. He said, good morning from here. Thank God for a fabulous Wednesday.
Right. Thank you for streaming live. We appreciate it. So if you're not streaming live, you can do that right now so you're the... You can see us and also drop your comments there as well. Hopefully the internet is, you know, fast enough for you to connect.
To connect, absolutely.
Hello. All right, your call is back. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Aki. I'm calling from Lagos.
All right.
Welcome, all right. Aki.
Now, what I think is the internet providers, the phone companies, they are perpetrating quite a lot of fraud on our people. All these give you 1,000, I give you 10 gigs. What actually are they giving? Because if you have 10 gig and you download something that says 500 MB and your entire data is wiped out, so it means what they have given you is closer to 1 gig rather than 10.
Yeah.
And that is what I think Bantami should be doing.
Yeah.
They should pay a lot more attention to customer protection.
Yeah.
for me, what I have in my house, I have a wired internet service.
Broadband, yeah.
So unlimited means unlimited. There is another category of, if you come to my house, you see all devices from all service providers. I have tried, most of them are just fraud. They don't have anything to sell other than lie to Nigerians. So what I think the consumer protection agencies should do more and protect Nigerians, so that when you say you are buying 1 gig, I traveled to California with my wife, and both of us, we bought 7 gig on a device, and we were sharing. We streamed for 10 days.
Wow.
We did not finish it. 7 gig, we streamed Netflix, we did everything, phone Nigeria from WhatsApp and all that. So why is it different from, there than here?
Okay. Good.
So there's a lot of fraud going on the consumer protection aspect of the communications ministry. Digital communications ministry should do their work.
Okay.
And right. Stop playing to the gallery. We are launching this, we are launching that. The one you have launched, you haven't done it well. 5G is not really, nobody needs 5G, actually.
Right.
Let your 4G work.
Okay.
Then we'll see, you might want more, but let the 4G work. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Paul has been waiting for my chat.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive. Welcome, Paul. Talk to us.
Yeah, thank you, Andrea. Mm-hmm. And Collins.
Yes, please. Welcome, Paul.
I just want to say hi to you.
Ah.
In fact, you guys are too much. Wow. I enjoy listening to you so much. I was just telling my friend about it. He's not a regular listener to Nigeria Info.
Okay.
So I say these people that are talking, they are husband and wife. In fact, you guys, I believe you have meant so many homes. You bring succor to so many homes.
Wow.
I cherish your life. You are so much. You are so, so wonderful. May God bless you. In fact, I personally give you the best couple of the year.
Wow. Thank you
very much.
Thank you, Paul. Really appreciate you for this. Thank you. Wow. All right, Meg is on the line, but we need to wrap up because the Hollandia Zero Yogurt time is over. So we just need to take a message from them. But let's quickly take Meg and then take a message from the sponsors for the last 15 minutes before we move on to the next round.
All right. Hello, Meg. Welcome.
Good morning, the Techers.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I just want to contribute to the topic.
All right, go ahead.
I'll say the internet service is so expensive. While you were talking, I had to go through my text to see how many times I've subscribed this month.
Wow.
And I found out that I've subscribed for, five times last month.
Wow.
Found out that every 4 or 5 days, I'm always subscribing. I did on the 6th, on the 10th, on the 16th, 23rd, and 28th of last month.
Wow.
1,002 for 2 gigs. I didn't even use it. And before you know it, they tell you you're having 300 and something MB remaining. And when I call, most times I do call, why is this money running? There was a time I tried 3,000 naira. Let me load. They say if you load more, your data will get last. And I did. But I found out that 3,000 naira for 4.5 gig in less than 2 weeks is gone. And I decided to go back to 1,002. And when you call, they will tell you, it's your usage. And I said, look, I don't do anything. There was a time I hardly go to Facebook to do anything. I'll just check messages and just leave. I don't watch anything. But it's still running. Like, I just loaded like 4 or 5 days. And it's telling me my MB I have less than how many MBs. So it's so expensive, you begin to wonder. And when you call their customer care, they'll begin to give you stories. Sometimes I'll tell them, check my usage. What am I doing? What app is on? What is going on? And they don't have answers. So it's so frustrating that you hardly do anything online. And at the end of the day, your money is running. I think the protection agency should just help us.
Yeah.
Because it's so frustrating.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. My contribution.
Thank you for
so
sharing,
much.
Mag. We appreciate. On YouTube, Aderi Shola Adeniyi says, for me, MTN is very notorious. They give you a 20 gig data only for your data to be split, 10 gig for normal data and the other 10 gig to be utilized for YouTube. Says which most times it works
at night.
Okay. Let's see. Israel Olumide says, all these network owners are not nice. I must say I spend nothing less than 15,000 on data. That is 15,000 naira on data per week. And wow, the network is not even good. It sucks, like he says. That's Israel Olumide. Ayoni Mofe Ishe Oluwa says, love you guys. Ikena Onuora says, love the techies. We love you too.
Thank you so much. So one last message from Hollandia Zero Yogurt to wrap up their sponsorship on this show. And then we'll move on to the next half. And then don't forget that 11:45, we have a special. We'll be talking about how you can create wealth and also keep yourself healthy. We'll talk about that on Techie Talk right after this.
What is zero? Is it just a number or a word? With zero lactose, zero added sugar, and zero artificial sweeteners, zero becomes so much more. Give your life more value with the nourishing goodness of the new Hollandia Zero Yogurt. Hollandia Zero Yogurt. So much yogurt goodness. Zero compromise.
Welcome back, Lagos. 11:36 on the clock. Techie Talk is still live. The techies are here. You see, we vibe like that. Techie Talk with the techies. Okay, we're just trying to find out from you today on Techie Talk, what's your internet user experience like based on speed and also cost?
Mm-hmm.
And quite a number of Nigerians are not exactly happy or pleased by the internet service in Nigeria.
That's right. And they're calling on the NCC and the Consumer Protection Council Commission to ensure that they can look into the experience. You know, that's the thing. We have a lot of innovations. Brands come up with different ideas, different ways, supposedly to help the experience of users.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody actually checkmates to find out how well are these users experiencing what the brands promise.
Mm.
So, and that's the job of the Consumer Protection Council, which I don't know. I mean, I don't want to throw shades, but the truth is, some of these commissions, some of these agencies of government are just a shadow of themselves. You know, only hear about them when they're asking in an exam, what's the full meaning of CPC? You know, that's what you hear about them. But truly, they should be doing more. As we expand, they should also expand their capacity, they should also expand their work to ensure that more and more Nigerians can have a listening ear, so that someone can checkmate the brand, so that some of them may not even totally be aware.
Yeah.
If not of programs like Techie Talk right now. So people never have the platform. All they do is rely on their customer service of the service provider.
Yeah.
And that one will use them play ball left, right, center.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not even aware what to do, who to go to, who do you complain to. For example, if a bank or somebody tells you it's network problem.
How do you explain
who's
that?
Who's network? And
who's, how do you even explain
how is
that?
How is that my problem? You know, it is really only Nigeria that has this network problem. And nobody takes ownership of what, okay, it's our network. You should be saying that it's our network problem. We're going to fix it. We apologize. They'll just end that. It's network. It's network or what?
It's more like no one wants to be accountable.
Oh my God.
Anyway, on WhatsApp, let's see. This person here says, hi, beautiful couple. In India, 1 gigabyte is 1 rupee. In Nigeria, it says 1 gigabyte is 1,005. Okay. It says, if any network can you put 1 gig to 50 naira, Nigeria is going to be good. This is coming from Joshua Olawepo from Ebutemeta. I think what he's trying to say is in India, for you to get 1 gigabyte, it costs you just 1 rupee. But here in Nigeria, to get 1 gigabyte, he says, it's 1,500. That's what he's trying to say. And he says if any network can come about with 1 gigabyte to 50 naira, he says things will be better.
Now, 1 rupees is about 5.42. That's 5 naira, 42 kobo.
That's 1 rupee.
So that's one gig.
So, wow. Wow. That means
somebody
that
has
means,
to ask that question.
That, exactly. That means right. Oh goodness. Because even Aki said something that he bought 7 gig, right?
Uh-huh.
And he used himself and his wife.
Use
it, you know,
to stream.
I want to use the word
whatsoever.
Recklessly. And he still remains, right?
So,
that cannot happen here.
Absolutely. But let's not also forget, you know, on the side of the service providers.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if you look at the regulation and the things, what they pay, all right, what they have to pay, these fees and the so-called whatever, just to get to be able to operate in that space. Somebody's collecting the money. Somebody is collecting the money from them. So they will have to find a way of making it. All right. Okay, so and if you talk to them most times from our interaction, you hear them that, for example, now listen to, you know how much a license of the 5 gig is?
Mm.
I mean, the 5 gig license.
Yeah.
You do hear how much?
Yeah.
The money alone. So if someone pays that, you now expect the person to come into business and not find a way
to make his money back.
So at the end of the day, if we have to call a spade a spade,
mm-hmm.
you know, he has to go back to the government. The government has to also make sure that they create not the lip service, an enabling environment, make it easy for these people to be able to do business
without
paying through their noses.
Yeah. So
and all that.
So when that is placed on them, they have to bring it back to the customers.
That is what has been happening in our system. Mm. That's exactly what's happening, and that's the truth of the matter.
So we get to suffer for
at the end of the day.
Oh goodness.
So we should be calling on the NCC. We should be holding, you know, our balls. We should be holding them accountable and say, hey guys, you need to do more to ensure that it's easy for these people to connect.
On WhatsApp, Ola here says Nigeria data bundles a fraud. He says I use 7 gigabyte for less than 7 days, 1,005 every 4 to 5 days every week. It's crazy, and he's screaming, "Glow, do something!"
I'm sure. Let's take a few more calls as we proceed in this. Hello.
Hey, good. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Welcome.
Yes, this is Eze calling from Odogbolu.
Welcome,
Eze.
You see, when you buy, how much is the liter of a diesel now?
What? We are not talking about diesel. What's wrong with diesel and internet, sir?
That is what the operators are using to charge us now. You know, all their machines, they use the fuel and the diesel to operate it.
Mm.
The NEPA is not working. The road is not working. So how do you expect them to make their money now? They come here for money, so they are making the money. So let's try to make our country better.
They should hold.
So that the electricity is available. They connect electricity. They use it, and the charges will be low now.
Okay.
Don't blame them, or they are trying.
Okay.
Absolutely.
At least I can talk to Nigeria Info this morning.
That's right.
You see now, so if there is electricity, then connect it. I will talk. Oh, I don't go off my phone.
All right, thank you.
So God bless Nigeria, Sha.
Amen. I love that.
Amen. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive. Alive.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, the Nigerian government, they are very, very wicked. They are very, very wicked. Yes. Why do I say so? You allow people to pay through their noses because you want to enjoy data. You see these companies are coming. They will tell you, Nigeria will say the ease of doing business in Nigeria is actually very, you know, good and all that.
Mm.
But when they come here, if you see the overhead cost it will run on, okay, it's so much. So how would they be able to make gain and also pay their staff? So that is why I say the Nigerian government, they are high.
Hello?
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
go ahead.
Okay, so They are very wicked. So they are the ones that have made data very expensive for Nigerians to enjoy. So if you see now that in India, 1 rupee is for 1 gig. And that is why you see their tech companies are working well.
That's right.
You see India, their IT system there is on the top notch.
Yeah.
So Nigerian people here, if you want to say you want to go into some of all these techy these things, you need light, you need data, you need network. You know, even I buy 24 gig, I can't even, it's not even enough for me for a month. Imagine 24 gig, not enough for you to use for a month. I don't even stream online. So please,
right? I feel your pain. I feel. You did tell us your name. You. What's your name?
My name is Joy. I don't blame these companies that set up businesses in Nigeria. I don't blame them. Rather, I blame the Nigerian government and the NCC.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, the last 15 minutes of the show is sponsored by NutriWealth Global Resources Limited. Now, we talked about the opportunity you'll be hearing on how you can, keep your health in check and also create wealth at the same time. All right, so as we get into this conversation quickly, let's invite Deuce Plug one more time for more information about that.
You know,
now, as you proceed on the show, do not forget you can also get to contribute by joining us on our socials or sending a message. And like you heard the information clearly from the gentleman, you know, for those who want to, you know, be a part of the event that's coming up, you know what to do. You know where to go to. Just send an SMS with your name and email. And that number, I mentioned the number. I was writing it down. Did I even write it clearly? I think the number... Yes, I did. It says 091227369 09. All right. Oh, there's 6767. Okay. 091227369 09. And that's indeed the number. If you send an SMS, SMS, Mark will know my own. We pay the number.
What are you saying?
Kole.
Please speak English.
Okay, now we'll wrap up this in a matter of minutes, but we do have a representative from that's a NutriWealth Global Resources Limited in person of Mrs. Florence. She joins us now just to shed more light on this event and your product. Tell us a bit more about this and, why should someone who's listening now be interested? Okay, I want to be part of this. What would they tell them?
Oh, welcome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's a privilege being here this morning.
Mm.
Good morning, Nigerians. Mm. And talking about NutriWealth Global Resources Limited, we have two young, vibrant young men. Young men, when I say young men, I mean real-time young men.
Yeah.
These are wonderful people that are actually sold into the lives of people, and they are interested basically in the lives of people, particularly in the areas of improving their health.
Mm.
Now, crazy things is going to happen. It will be happening this Saturday, 18th of December, at Lagos Travel Inn.
Yeah.
And I want to encourage everyone to be a part of this program. Now, trust me, I'm glad to be the host.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Yes, I happen to be the host for that day, and I'm inviting everyone to take advantage of the generosity of the founder and the CEO in person of Mr. Omotayo Olaoluwa. Mr. Omotayo Olaoluwa happens to be a philanthropist, let me put it that way, because for someone to donate about 2 million naira worth of product to a foundation, a sickle cell foundation,
wow,
that means a lot. And come to think of it, meeting this person one-on-one, I think your guess is as good as mine.
That's right.
Your guess is going to be as good as mine, because you won't live the same. The narrative will never be just the same way you came. And on that day, being 18th of December, which is just a few days away from,
that's
from
on
now.
Saturday.
Yeah, this coming Saturday. Yeah, this coming Saturday at Lagos Travel Inn, is going to be a bomb.
All right.
It's going to be a bump. Now, let me quickly share a little about the product. NutriWealth Global is a producer of NutriNew Plus.
Okay.
I've been a benefactor, and the reason why I had to partner with this company. Now, NutriWealth Plus, NutriNew Plus has actually helped people that are living with so many kinds of helmet in their system, which we have come to see, but we don't lay claims. Yeah, we don't lay claims.
That's right.
But we'd let you know that this product will improve your health in the area of bones and joint, in the area of tissue issues, in the area of organs issues. This product is going to help you. We've seen it over and over and over again. We have countless of testimonies to that effect. Now, it's about we coming together on Saturday and take advantage of the moment. Now we are ending the year. We're not ending the grand style. And we are approaching a new year. We need to start on a good note.
That's right.
Now, that is the reason why it is important that we meet the founder and with and the CEO on that day. Good to note, good to note, sir. Good to know, Nigerians, that on that day, the very first 10 people that will arrive the venue 30 minutes before the time and taking their seat get a freebies.
Wow.
The first 10 people.
First 10.
And the time is 10 o'clock, right?
And the time is 10 o'clock. So by 9:30,
if you're there.
Yeah, if you're there.
Wow.
There'll be freebies. Freebies for those that want to improve their health, first 10. And freebies for those that want to get to the empowerment platform of the company.
Okay.
10 of them. Wow. And they'll be signed up for free. Oh, on that day. This is courtesy Mr. Omotayo Olaoluwa.
Man.
And that's the reason why I'm actually excited.
We should see him after. We should go and meet him, Mr. Omotayo.
Yes.
A blessed one. Courtesy for us. Anyway, it's beautiful to hear. I mean, we'll wrap this up now. Time is fast sped. But you mentioned okay, let's just go through the information on how the events and the venue.
If someone is listening and they're interested,
how do they be?
How do they contact?
Now, for anyone who is listening right now and is actually interested in what we're doing on Saturday, you can contact us by SMS only.
Okay.
On this number, 0912. I take that again, 0912. 273-273-6709. Can I take that again?
Absolutely.
0912-273-6709. 0912-273-6709. For seats reservation, please SMS only your name and your email.
Okay, how about the location?
Location is actually at 39 Tony Street off Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos. Lagos Travel Inn is what we need to look for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I mean, need we say more?
Absolutely. So if you want to improve your health and also make money while you do that, I think that you need to be present at this event. So thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you for
thank
your
you
time.
So
and Lagos, we bring you news that you can use. And this is an
one of it
that you can use to improve your life. Take advantage. The website has not changed. NutriWealthGlobal.com. NutriWealthGlobal.com. And you can log on for those who want to be. And they see you're looking for distributors nationwide.
Yeah, nationwide. And they can actually take advantage of that freebies.
That
freebies can change lives.
Wow.
For this Saturday.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
That was the first 10 people.
Yeah.
The first 10 people
first
will be
10
having.
People. So we have 20 people in court.
Okay.
First 10 who wants to improve their health, signify. Okay. First 10 who wants to make money coming new year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Fantastic. Thank you, Mrs. Florence. You've spoken
thank
well.
You so
and
much.
We appreciate you for coming
nice
on the show.
Here. Thank
all
you
right.
so much.
Yes. All right. You know that this last 15 minutes of the show is actually sponsored by, you know, NutriWealth Global Resources Limited. You just heard from Mrs. Florence. You also heard from this blog. Every information you need to know. Now, we need to wrap up. I mean, how time flies.
Before Jack you say, Robinson.
Why is it Jack Robinson?
It's Jack Robinson.
Why can't they say Coco Michael?
Before you say Coco Michael. Coco Michael is too long.
But the idea is, before you say, okay, Coco Michael is too
it's long.
Before you say Victoria Island.
Victoria Island is too long. Rob Jefferson. I'm busy. Wait.
Jack Robinson.
Before you say wait now, before you say Jack Robinson is quite faster.
We should change his name.
It's faster.
We should bring them.
You
can
say before you say Orile.
Orile Gamu.
Orile Gamu is too long.
Or before you say NutriWealth.
Aha. before you say NutriWell.
Time is running away already. So we'll wrap up with some messages here and then go away.
Absolutely. Charles from Lagos here says, we have bad internet network plus the fact that 2G, 3G and 4G network are expensive and doesn't serve its purpose with the economy of the country. Everyone can't use 4G network and network providers seem to forget about 2G and 3G making them poor in their services. That's some good point.
Yeah, because it's more or less like wanting everybody to upgrade to higher.
Yeah, without paying attention to the lesser ones that people can afford.
But you can't blame them because even devices right now, they don't create devices that
using
are 2G,
lesser,
3G enabled.
True.
It has to start from the kind of devices we allow in. And you know, there's something about dumping old technology and just picking up new one without even exploring whether there are other benefits of the old one. But that's a conversation for another
day. Sean here says, hi the techers, what's up Lagos? The secret here has to do with the bandwidth allocated. If they call it 5G and the bandwidth allocated is small, then your network will be slow and data will finish quick. It says all the MNO are scam. That's a bit we can take. Thank you Lagos, you are awesome. It's 11:58 on the clock, and in just a few minutes,
the news, in seconds.
will be coming up shortly. I am Andrea Oduobi Teke.